What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to A Journey of Transformation Empowerment. You're listening to Antonio T. Smith, Jr., where ideas ignite, change, and possibilities are endless. Before we dive into today's episode, we have something special for our listeners. Today's podcast is brought to you by a groundbreaking book that's reshaping the conversation around Black economic empowerment. It's Resegregation, Volume 1,
The Power Matrix,
a master plan for Black group economics with wealth creation, authored by visionary Antonio T. Smith, Jr. Antonio isn't just an author. He's a former top secret combat special operations intelligence sergeant turned millionaire. His life work championed the economic autonomy and wealth creation within Black communities. In this seminal work, dedicated to teachings of Dr. Claude Anderson, Antonio outlines a comprehensive blueprint covering critical sectors like finance, technology, manufacturing, and more. He blends military discipline with acute understanding of systematic disparity. This isn't just a book. It's a movement, a call to action to create lasting wealth and reshaping the economic narrative. Antonio's vision is clear: drive a significant shift toward Black ownership and control. Listeners, if you've ever wondered about innovative strategies for wealth creation or how technological transformation can uplift the Black communities, then this book is for you. Join Antonio Smith, Jr. on the transformative journey. Pick up your copy of the Resegregation Volume 1, The Power Matrix, today, and be a part of the reshaping future. Now, let's dive into the episode and explore the possibilities that await us.
First time with us, this is our daily meeting, Real Company, Real Deal, Real Things. And of course, hope, well, you keep coming back, so I'm assuming that you're learning stuff to take to your own companies and make your own companies better. So continue to do that, because everything I say here is yours. Continue to do that. Okay, everything I say here is yours. Let's go with the sharing our wealth. Grace, what does that cover? Sharing our wealth.
Sharing our wealth covers 800 free customers. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, 800 free customers by July 1st, 80 paying customers by July 1st, and me going getting 80 by myself. by July 1st.
Hey, that wasn't the right answer, but that was the right answer.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So if I ask you another question, if you just say that, you'll be just fine. You won't have any problems. You will pass go and collect $200. You'll be just fine. You will have no problems with me. Or you can always use my favorite, just do what you say. Right? And I love that one. Mm-hmm. You know, let's try it on. Let me see. Grace, what should we do next?
Just do what you say.
Outstanding. I like that one too. That one works every time, Jerome. That one there? That's like the Sunday school answer in church.
Yes,
no matter what, the Jesus, right? It just doesn't matter, right? That's the answer. That's it. That's that Forrest Gump. Whatever you tell me, drill sergeant. Yep. Gump. You're a genius, right? Yeah. That's what he said. You know what? I'm going to find it. I'm going to find it. That's going to make my meeting most excellent. Yeah, so let's find it together. Find it together, because I want y'all to see how important the wisdom that has been bestowed upon Sandals O'Houlihan. Forrest Gump, whatever that is. I knew somebody like, see?
This is classic.
It's always, man. Always. Always. So this, ladies and gentlemen, is how you succeed in life, okay? This is how you succeed, right here.
Go! What's your sole purpose in this army?
To do whatever you tell me, drill sergeant.
God damn it, Trump! You're a goddamn genius. That's the most outstanding answer I've ever heard. You must have a goddamn IQ of 160. You are goddamn gifted.
Nothing else matters. No, you need to see what happens next. That right there, Grace. God dog it. You just keep saying that. And we'll get along just fine. All right? I'm kind of joking. Kind of joking. I'm not all the way joking, but you gotta fire it up. Yeah. I still want innovation, so pushback is welcome. I'm in that halfway, but not halfway joking, right? Yeah, you understand. Sharing our wealth is the energy I want you to have when talking about Rakeza. Okay, that was the more accurate answer. But please know, your answer was great, because that was basically you saying, whatever you tell me to do, drill sergeant, right? That was fantastic. That's what I said yesterday. 2 to 4 words. If you cannot give me your mission statement in 2 to 4 words, then the people don't know what to do. Your customers don't know what to do either. Okay? If you can't sum up to me your company in 10 words or less, then you don't have clear communication of how your product or your services communicate to the market. You should probably write that down. If you can't give to me your company in 10 words or less, you absolutely are not communicating your product properly to your audience. Deanna, what does the ATS companies do?
We help we make profitable clients more profitable.
Count those words for us.
We make profitable clients more profitable.
6 words. Do it again. I don't think they saw the wisdom you just did.
We make profitable clients more profitable.
Shaker and Steve, I'm adding value today, man. I'm adding great value. Here's the opposite answer. So Antonio, what should I do? Oof, we do a lot. Let's see. We do these calls in the morning. We get on Zoom, and then also we've got this 4K element. And we do real estate. Oh, we teach people. Yep. Can y'all see the difference? I wouldn't buy from me either. I'm literally communicating to my whoever's asking me that question. Don't buy from me. I'm confused. Somebody should learn something. You should have learned something. You should have learned something. How do you take your business into 10 words or less? We make profitable clients more profitable, period. We're also telling you up front, Shaker, if you're not profitable, we're not interested in you. I only want Steve and Steve friends. I don't want what Steve came from. Right? I just want what Steve is now and where he's going. Where he came from, you can leave them folks. The people Steve had to leave behind, he left them behind, so he don't need to bring them here. Amen. I don't want nothing to do with them. If he didn't want nothing to do with them, I don't want nothing to do with them. They don't. They just sound like they don't pay their bills on time. I ain't got time for that. We make profitable clients more profitable. Not clients. We don't make everybody. We make profitable everybody's better. So we're already saying something there. Now, that's 10 words or less, but that's not the same thing I'm communicating with sharing our wealth. It's different. The 10 words or less is your mission statement. If you went to college at any point, or you tried to read a book and they gave you 50 pages of the difference between mission statement and vision statement, I am about to give you a bachelor's degree in the next 3 minutes. You don't have to read these books no more, okay? The mission statement is 10 words or less. I am telling you what I'm doing. Making profitable clients more profitable. Okay? The vision statement, ATSBU or ATS, is different. We'll come back to that. Y'all don't really know about it. You do and you don't. Well, you do know about it. What would you think it is? We push it, but we'll see. Go ahead.
The vision is to create 100,000 millionaires.
You're doing all right with yourself. You seem like you don't want to get in trouble today.
I'm just saying.
You have answered two questions. You're batting 1,000%. There you go. You ate this morning, didn't you? You ate some breakfast?
Not yet.
You meditated?
No.
Right.
How can I be CEO if I don't know the company?
Well, that's actually a very fair point. I mean, you know, when y'all make sense, conversations stop. Do you know that? Like every time you make sense, can't nobody say nothing after you make sense. You know, once you make sense, it's like, oh, well, if you want to make sense, can't nobody say nothing, right? So there you go. Making 100,000 millionaires, creating 100,000 millionaires. That's the vision statement. Here's the difference between mission statement and vision statement. Mission statement is what you are doing. Vision statement is what that looks like. Okay? Mission statement is what you're doing, and the vision statement is what that looks like. Now, in a real slick way, because I am I wouldn't say I'm a natural salesperson, because I hate sales like any bloke. I've just been broke my whole life, so I learned some skills. There we go, Jerome. And I feel good today. Good to see you, Talisha. You know, I've been broke my whole life. I know how to communicate to who I'm talking to what I want them to do and how I want them to perceive me. This is important. This is very important. So when we say creating 100,000 millionaires, which is just three words, I'm telling you, this is how you should perceive us. I'm also telling you, this is our standard. When you're creating 100,000 millionaires, I can't go lower than that because I'm telling you what the vision is. So I have to have, this company has to have great customer service. How can it not? You can't create 100,000 millionaires, but I got your money, Steve, got it. All right, that's it. Tell them about your business. No, you can't do that. You just can't do that. You just absolutely cannot. Well, I mean, I guess you can do that, but not and hold that mission statement together, right? You can't do both at the same time. Let's move to Rakesa. Forget the 10 words or less for Rakesa because it's not something you would know. I don't need you to know that right now. What is the vision statement for Rakesa?
Sharing our wealth?
That is absolutely correct. You are attempting, Grace, not to get in trouble today, too, because I'm headed to the office right after this meeting, and I'll be seeing you in person. But good job. Good job. Sharing our wealth. That's the vision statement. That's what it looks like. Everybody follow me so far? And before we move on, your company or companies or product or products need to adopt the same thing right now. I'll explain right. I'll explain soon as I get Jerome. Go ahead, Jerome.
Antonio, I know I'm not the sharpest knife in the drawer. And
either,
I can't
me
speak
either.
For other folks. The term Rakesa is
yes.
not a term that I am familiar with, but I believe you're going help me out with that.
Yes.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, yes. And I will do you an even more solid favor and tell you why I did it. And I'll even do that for you, too. The term Rakesa means wealth in Portuguese or, I believe, Sicilian, too, and a few other romance or languages that come from that. But you can say Portuguese for right now, okay?
I like what I'm hearing so far.
Just a few other ones. Yeah, all right, good, good. Now, why did I change it? Oh, go ahead. I believe so, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah. Yes, we got feel, yes. It just means wealth, but why did I do that? It was formerly called the ATS Network. I didn't want to do that. Actually, Deanna, you taught this in the One Business Away Challenge about marketing. I forget which day it was, but you taught this. You can't hold, your customers can only hold one idea at a time. You can't hold the two ideas, but you can't hold the ATS Business University, the ATS Companies, and ATS Network. You can't hold that. Do you understand? And what does that even mean? You started day two? Okay, good. What does that mean? Rakesa stands alone, and you wouldn't even know it, that it was part of it unless we told you or made it available, right? Basically, if we're in Spanish too, yeah, you know what? You are right. It means wealth in Spanish too. Essentially, I made it stand completely alone, like Coca-Cola, Sprite. It didn't say Coke Clear. It called it Sprite. And you got to look at the bottom of the can and know it's a Coca-Cola product. Literally, in my family, there are people who will argue which is better, Coca-Cola or Sprite. And I kid you not, as kids, they wouldn't give us Coke because it would keep us up all night. So they would, get this, give us Sprite because it didn't have that much sugar in it. Go figure. And this is obviously the 80s. So we didn't know no better, but you get the point. The point is, sugar everywhere.
it's still a soda, but they were convinced this was the healthy soda. Sprite was for kids, Coke was for adults. It's amazing. Yes, ma'am.
What the answer is to that is Sprite doesn't have caffeine. Pepsi and Coke has caffeine.
So there you go. And that's true. They would say that too.
But not as much. But they knew what they were doing.
I think we would have stayed up all night anyway, tearing up the house anyway. I don't think that would have, well, that matter what you did. But you're right. They knew what they were doing. But what's beautiful about that is so beautiful. Coke was winning the argument no matter what you chose. Now that's what's beautiful about branding your company correctly. That's what's beautiful. That's what's beautiful. So you need to get into the mindset of sharing our wealth, and then, but right, well, we'll focus what we want to focus on right now. All this will become clear the more I repeat it and go over and go over and go over. But you just need to get that. Got it, Grace? Sharing our wealth. That's the mindset. That's the everything, 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 everything. So we'll be releasing videos that push that, getting endorsements that push that. But when you speak upon it, this is what's important. I'm bringing this up for a reason. You need to roll with that energy that we are sharing our wealth, or this company is sharing its wealth, or that guy. You need to point outside of you. Okay. Grace, explain edification, and then I will. Grace is the best person I know that explains edification. She does it very well. Go ahead.
Edification. There's a triangle.
Pull your mic a little close for me, Grace.
There's a triangle when dealing with edification. There's you, the person you're edifying, and the person that you're talking to, edifying the person to. Now, thank you so much there. So, if you put, okay, at the top, yes, can you put the person that's being edified?
Okay, I'll put.
So just put your name. Put A. Put ATS.
Put A. All right.
Okay. Okay.
Actually, no. Let's keep it with Rakesh in it. Let's do that.
Okay.
Actually, you know what? Can we do a different example? Let's put Jesus.
Okay.
Yes. Let's do
okay.
that.
Okay. Okay. On the bottom left, can you put Y for you?
Mm-hmm.
And then over here, I guess you put C for customer or.
Okay, no problem.
Okay. Yeah.
And how I'm put Jesus, Buddha, Muhammad, you get the point. All right.
Okay.
All right, keep going.
Now, let's say I wanted to speak to C about either Jesus, Buddha, or Muhammad. Well, C has been knowing me all my life and has seen me grow up with pigtails going two different ways. And has seen me go to all the piano recitals and everything and all that kind of stuff. So, C loves me, but C doesn't trust me if I'm telling him about Jesus, Buddha, or Muhammad. They love me, but they don't trust me. Well, this is where I come in and I edify Jesus, Buddha, or Muhammad to my loved one, the customer. Let's say it's Deanna, for example. Deanna grew up with me, and so she knows what we did together and all that kind of stuff, okay? Now, I tell her about Jesus, Buddha, or Muhammad because I have gotten introduced to them, and I love what it is that they stand for and what they're doing, and I just want to tell others about them too. Hey, Deanna, listen, I've been learning about Jesus, I've been learning about Buddha, Muhammad, and they are doing some amazing things. Jesus, this gentleman, he loves us so much. He came and he died for all of us so that we can have the right to live forever and do the things that we love and desire and to show love to everyone else.
Now, see, Diana doesn't know Jesus, Buddha, or Muhammad, but she trusts him. Why? Because I edified them to the point where she's going to listen because she loves me enough to listen to what it is I have to say. I do it all the time. So from you to the customer is love, but there's no trust. But from the customer to the person that you're edifying, there is trust. They don't know him, but they trust him. It's just something about third party. I don't know what it is. They trust them. And then when the person you're edifying comes in and says, yeah, Deanna, you know what? Grace is doing some amazing things with us over here, and she's really learning a lot, and she's being an inspiration to now the person that I love. Oh, okay. Because somebody else said something about me and edified me. Now they start to, oh, okay. So a little bit of trust. Oh, okay. She is doing some things over there. So that's edification. This is how I do it all the time.
Good stuff. Thank you, Grace. Good stuff.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Antonio?
Yes, ma'am.
This is my favorite subject. I love edification. And everything she said is exactly the way the person that you know. Now, when you get on the phone, instead of the first thing you say, let's say it's you, Antonio, at the top, I'm Susan, and I'm bringing Grace to meet you on the phone on a three-way call. Instead of me, first thing I say is all about you, Antonio, this is, Grace, I want you to meet Antonio, da 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 da. I reverse it. Antonio, I would like for you to meet my good friend, Grace. And then I would say all the good things about Grace. That way Grace feels good about herself starting off, that we have edified her, that I've edified her and her accomplishments and so forth first. And then I say, Grace, Antonio is la 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 la. Then what Antonio says, oh, Susan, thank you so much. Susan is exceptional da 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 of our team. So then Grace hears that, right? And then I'll say, Antonio, you can take it away. I'll say thank you very much. And then you take it away and you start talking to Grace. And as Phil says, my job is to shut up and not say anything else. And let
don't,
you
don't forget that last part, y'all. Keep going, Susan, but don't forget what she just said. That has to be the most important. I can't think of anything else most important than that. Keep going, Susan.
But that's the way to first start with. Susan brought Grace onto this call to meet you. And you would think I would edify you first, but no, I'm going to edify Grace and what she means to me. And then at that point, you say, oh, wow. And you'll say to Grace, Susan is whatever, a leader in the team. And we're so happy that she brought you here today on this call. I'm really looking forward to talking with you. And then I be quiet and you start asking Grace questions and talking with her and getting to know her. And I don't really say anything else until maybe at the end of the conversation to thank you both for being on the call. And then Grace, I'll call you back in a few minutes when we hang up.
Good stuff. So let me explain what Susan just did. Thank you, Susan. You gave me something that I wouldn't have brought up. And I'm explaining what Grace did. Here is Susan. She starts off the call saying, hey, Grace, Antonio, let me tell you about the awesomeness of Grace. Oh, by the way, Antonio, here's more awesomeness of Grace. And Grace, oh my God, let me tell you about the awesomeness of Antonio. And Grace, there's some more awesomeness of Antonio. Antonio, you got it from here. I will STFU. And y'all know what that means in internet language. Shut the praise up. You can replace that with what it thinks. It's very important. It really is.
Antonio,
the last, yes, sir.
When I would train salespeople, I'd let them come on the appointment with me. And I would say, now, I want you during the interview, during the appointment, I want you to feel free to talk if you want to, because I don't want to stifle your creativity. But if you do, I will reach across the table and rip your throat out.
That's about right. So, do y'all understand the power of shutting the hell up? If you want your throat, don't say nothing. And I'll tell you why. Susan takes more of, and I'm going to make these terms up, but you will understand it. Susan has more of a religious approach, religious or church approach. Grace has more of a family approach. Very important. So we're gonna relate Susan to a religious organization. That's her model. And Grace as a family model. They're doing the same thing. If you'll see it when they're doing the same thing. This is how this works. Susan says, hey, you have to come to my church. Who is Susan talking to? The pastor? No, of course not. What Susan is saying is, hey, Grace, oh my God, you have to come. Let me tell you, Grace, about the good things of the church. Get it? There. And Grace, I need to tell you the good things of something comes here. I'm gonna save it for right now. Good things of this. Now she has an option. Actually, let me tell you about the good things of the church, Grace, and let me tell you how well the choir or how well the pastor does this. You're going to really love the way he communicates. Does everybody follow that? And then when Grace gets there, Susan is going to shut the heck up, if that makes you feel better. Okay? Shut the heck up. Why? So God can work on Grace.
Antonio?
Yes, ma'am.
That's probably the hardest thing for me, is to invite people to church. So mainly how I've used this is, of course, in direct selling businesses and bringing them into a group like Rakesa, what we're doing here. So that's how I've done 3/4 of it. But I also
no doubt
spend a lot of time with women and invite them to women organizations, whether it's a virtual one, but all through the years, I was very involved and active with eWomen Networking and with the Ohio chapter. They wanted me to run the Florida chapter, and I didn't want to do that. There's really not any money there. But I have invited women to business organizations my whole career. And I get such pleasure and joy to see the relationships that are created, business, professional relationships that turn into friendships that I still am connected with, you know, today, that I still am right now checking on these people and seeing how they're doing, that are part of Humor Consultants, my network, and that I totally respect. So that is a really big group that you can connect with your women or men business friend. And I do this. I do this with men too, and connect them to different organizations too, so that they can grow and get better. And that's basically what we're doing with ATS. And then also bringing them in either for the university to bring them in or to be a part of the program that we're doing, that we're starting. But for me, it's
absolutely
been a professional level that I've connected people.
Yes, and that's, and I know you use it professionally. I'm just trying to separate the two different models, because they're one is a top-down approach, one is an up-down approach, and I'm trying to highlight that. But I would.
Oh, I need to do more day. For church, Antonio, because I'm not.
Well, don't we all?
So you just got me in my heart now.
Yeah. I would most certainly build a network marketing company, any company, with a bunch of women before I decide a bunch of men. No offense. I just would. Women are just better. It's the truth. I mean, you just Google any statistic. They got the most degrees. They have, they listen. It's just all sorts of stuff. And we could take it to a primal method, Jerome. If I got a bunch of women over here, the men gonna try to follow anyway. So you gonna run over here anyway, so I'm not even losing you. Here's Grace's. Grace is saying, Mom loves me, but Mama don't trust me. Mama can't trust me because I just washed my clothes over Mama's house and she had to give me $300 to put on my rent. So now I'm saying, Mom, let me make you rich. Okay. Mama go, baby. Say, what you doing again? Come on.
That is the best example ever.
You selling coffee this time, baby? Is it an energy drink? What is it this time? No. You understand, Mama. You understand. Now, I want y'all to notice the perfection that Susan said. Now, one time did Susan say a single detail? It's important. Now, one time, did Susan go, oh, yeah, well, it's 600 megabytes and then 30 frames per second and sometimes 60 frames per second. No, none of that stuff, okay? None of that stuff. And neither did Grace. Grace knows that Mama don't trust Grace. Mama love Grace. Mama don't know Antonio, so Mama ain't got no choice but to trust Antonio until Antonio do something stupid. So the goal here is people are only going to buy whatever when they both love and trust you. So Grace is letting the organization, which is the goal of conversion or whatever it is, borrow the love here.
I am determined to be rich.
The middle class is not for me.
I need news that cares about me.
And not news that's gonna scare me or make me mad at another people group.
I need news without politics.
And I want news that will point me to the money.
This is the news where it happens.
The moments that change the world.
These are the stories we need.
The info that we care about.
We only give you news
that puts money in your pocket.
And the news
that gives us an advantage.
This is the work that continues.
Who we are today.
And what we can become.
Tomorrow.
That's it.
This is where news without agendas can lead us.
Your wealth matters.
This is why more perspectives
make us stronger.
And how our mission can inspire
tomorrow.
This is journalism that helps the world we live in.
This
is
Mexit News.
And bridging to the trust here. And then eventually we walk to the conversion. Susan and Grace are saying the same thing. They're just in two different directions. Get it? But the directions are on the same road. Go ahead, Susan.
I guess I just want the people to make sure they edify their person that they're bringing onto the call first.
That's right. And I was just going to get to that.
People mix it up. And that's really important because you're setting the tone for that person to feel good. And they kind of sit up a little straighter and lean in a little bit more instead of, oh, well, I don't know.
And that is exactly why I'm glad you did that, because that's why I wanted to bring up the church model, because I wanted to say something funny here. What Susan was doing really applies for any religious center better, because you don't run up on Shaker and say, Shaker, you're a piece of crap, right? come to my, you don't do that. you don't do that. And this is why I really like what Susan said, because once Shaker goes to this organization, church, Rakeza, it doesn't matter. Guess what Shaker is automatically saying? I don't know anyone. Immediately, his defenses are completely up because he thinks he's the new guy and everyone's staring at him. All of us feel that way, don't we? Yes. Everyone knows each other and I'm the oddball. Susan is gently killing that by saying, hey, Shake, oh my God, I love you so much. And then by the time we get here, Antonio, you should know Shake. As a matter of fact, we're lucky to even have him in this discussion right now. You see what Susan is doing? So there's two different ways, but they're the same thing. If this is the road to money, hold on. If this is the road to conversion, both Susan and Grace are on that road. You understand? All right, good stuff. Now, there's a reason why I wanted to point it out to you, because you don't go, let's see, invite Talisha to my church. You don't go, first off, Talisha, I'm going to save your soul. I am the bomb. Okay? Without me, you're going to perish. Something about that's just wrong, isn't it? It's just right. Okay. It's something about that. It doesn't, pick a religion. It doesn't matter. Come to me. I will relieve you. My burdens are easy. Think about it. Bring your heavy burdens to me. I will relieve you. Oh, you're going through a divorce? Follow me. I'll make it better. No. Do you understand? No, 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 no. You do not get people with you. You get them with one thing and one thing only. Deanna calls it a story. For this illustration, I'd rather call it a testimony. Because here's the deal. Susan's going to say all that great stuff. And what happens, Susan goes, Grace, you know how great I am? You should follow me. Oh, we're in the country club, we're in this. And Grace gets to deny every bit of that. She can. Grace can say pretty things. She can say, oh, it's privilege. Or she can say, well, you know, you pay for it. Or if I was in your shoes, I could have. Or, which happens mostly that I see, and this one is real, and you don't have to admit it out loud, because it hurts a little bit, but we all go through it at some point. We say, wow, you're so great. I can never be that great. No. So you go to the good point. You got any questions? No, I don't have any questions. You ready to move forward? No, I'm not ready to move forward. Why? And I'm not going to tell you why, but secretly I'm thinking because I could never do that presentation the way you just did it. I'm an introvert. I don't have influence. I can never do that the way you did it. Get it? It's in all of us. It is. It's in all of us. It's in all of us. I can never do it the way you did it. So you don't want to do that. It's something called a testimony or a story. It's real simple. Steve says, listen, let me get my board back up. I can deny anything about Steve, and I will, because I came here to Steve trying to sell me something. Get your butt off my phone. You understand? Get off my phone. I don't want to hear nothing from you, but I don't want to say that rude because I like Steve. I just don't like this call right now. Everybody got me? So Steve goes, listen, Talisha, man, remember how I used to be? All right. Remember how I used to be? And I struggled and all that stuff. Well, I met Rakeza. I met Susan. I met your church. I met your client. I met your, whatever is yours. I, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to, in this case, I'm talking about Rakeza, but whatever is yours, this is how it works. Oh my God, you the past. I don't know how I made it. And I know you remember that. But then something happened. And then you start saying, I've been taking classes, and boom. And then after that, this is what life is now. It really is that simple. It really is that simple. Let's put it into, let's be Muslim for a second. You know, I was doing all sorts of stuff. You know, I was doing all sorts of stuff. And then, you know, the, well, let me see. I know too many Muslim sects. Let me try to do this as generic as possible. And then I met Shaker. There we go. I met Shaker, and he introduced me to some teachings from the Quran, from the Holy Quran, excuse me. And it was just amazing. And I started changing. And it wasn't immediately, but, you know, it worked out. Now I've got my own business. I'm off drugs. I'm skinny or whatever it is that you want. I don't know what y'all want, right? You get what I'm saying? Something like that. It's easy. This is how it used to be. This is how it is. And how long does this take? Antonio, how long does this take? You can do this in 3 minutes. Now, I just taught somebody something. You can do this in 3 minutes.
Yep.
Yep. You can do this in 3 minutes. Or you can take 5 minutes. It does not have to be an hour-long conversation. And you don't need to know what to say. You just need to know there's three elements. I used to suck. Something happened. Now I don't suck as much. It's just that simple.
I get it.
I got a question. Yes, sir.
So that's the formula. So you show
for it all, especially when you invite people to church. That's your formula. Mm. Mm-hmm. You feel me, Jerron?
Yeah, I understand. Because what it gives them, like, what your past and showing people, like, what you came across and how it's helping you. Like you mentioned, it's your testimony. So it gives you extra leverage to bring them into something.
Well, here's the deal. You're absolutely correct. The punchline is, forget the extra leverage. But don't forget it, because that's actually right. You know what it does, Jerron? It's the one thing about you that is 100% fact and I can never dispute. I can never dispute that you once were this and now you're this. I can't dispute that. Yeah, listen to me. You can say, oh, well, he's not smart. Okay, I'm not. He's rough around the edges. Okay, I am. But what you can never dispute is I was once in a trash can. Now I employ over 100 people. That you cannot dispute. You understand what I'm saying, Jerron?
Yes.
These are documented things. Mm. And it's not the facts. It is my testimony or my story is what can never be denied. You feel me?
Yes.
So if you want to, let's just do this right now. The world is on fire. Somebody told me that last night. The world is on fire. I think that was the teacher's word, I think, actually. He was like, oh, yeah, you were supposed to come up here, but the world caught on fire. Somebody said something like that. Anyway, so the world got caught on fire. That's pretty much. You want to end racism? Simple. The reason why racism is continuously being continuously, because don't nobody want to listen to this. No one wants to listen to the past. They say stuff like, get over it, or that's got nothing to do with me. And since you kill one of these parts, you can't get to the but something happened. So you would never get to what I'm going through. So we can never get to life is like this now because this cycle is broken. They really need to give me a microphone and let me just talk right in front of CNN or something. I'll fix this real quick. Real quick.
Wow.
It's the truth. If I don't let you, I don't listen to you here, I never qualify. There is something that let me not do it. If I don't listen to you here, I never qualify for your money over here. If I don't remember your name 5 years from now when I meet you on an elevator and forgot your name, if I don't remember that Isaac is important to Jerry, then I do not deserve Jerry. Do you understand? If I can't even remember that Phil's birthday is right around the corner, I don't deserve Phil. So when you just block this off, you can't. These are the only things that matter. Hell, all the billion-dollar movies and all the successful movies in Hollywood or Bollywood or Nollywood or anywood, they all follow this formula. They do. You meet the hero in the past suffering immediately. Then something happens. And after a series of events, life becomes a new status quo. And the one thing you cannot deny about that movie, you can disagree with everything the protagonist did, but it would be facts that at the beginning of the movie, they were once one way, and by the end, you have related to them, and that's facts. And that's why you say that was a good movie, because that person reminded me of me.
Wow.
That simple. It really is. If you want to invite people to your ministry, your speaking engagements, your broadcast, you should do that. Today, when I am dropping off leads to Jerry and Monica, I will be doing that. Seriously. Do you understand what I'm saying? And then I'm going to turn right around in another day and then do it for you. And then do it for you. And then do it for you. And why am I bringing this up? It's simple. Because I'm telling y'all, what was that right answer you gave me at first, Grace? What was it? It was not the Forrest Gump answer. The Forrest Gump is always the right answer. You gave me the details.
The 800? That one?
That's it.
800 free customers, 80 paying customers. Me go get 80 by myself.
Yeah. So if I don't do this, guess what y'all gonna do? You gonna go out there on fire. Let me go. Boom. Get out of my face. And you know what? This doesn't work. And right there. Right there. It's gonna be my fault that it don't work. And it's poor leadership. You gonna blame me for how you approach people. That's what's gonna happen. Diana just said I just made her favorite movie make sense. I want you to get this. If you want people to watch your live videos, I want to say tell your story, but I'm saying something far more powerful than tell your story. I'm saying have three elements. Past, something happened. Now, Diana called it hook, story, pitch. Everybody, prosperity has one voice. Everyone's saying the same thing. But I do not invite law to church and say, boy, I'm going to save your sins. Get your butt over here. You need to be more like me. No, that's just, I can't even ask a girl out for a date. You know I'm coming to upgrade you, right? I can't do that. I can't roll up on some random woman and be like, I've been who you're praying for. Law said that has happened to me. Roll up on Law. You've been praying for me. Or my first, oh my God, I love this one. I love this one. But my Yuri, I love this one here. God told me. Me, you were supposed to be together.
That's the one.
I couldn't even get it out.
Yo, people can manipulate you like that. That's crazy.
No. Don't do that, y'all. Don't do it. You understand? It's simple. Now, let's tie all this together with a big bow so we can have a good, full understanding. The first thing I talked about was your mission statement and your vision statement. I'm going to give it to you again this time, and it's all going to make sense. Your mission statement, as we teach it, should be 10 words or less. You need to condense your company into a 10 words or less mission statement. Ours is, we make profitable clients more profitable. The vision statement for ATS is creating 100,000 millionaires. That needs to be 2 to 4 words. I'll tell you why. Mission statement is what you're doing. Vision statement is what that looks like. Why? Because none of you have ever purchased anything and you didn't know what it was, except for Jerome, who gave Grace his credit card. It's the craziest thing I've ever seen in my life, except for him. I'm not talking to him. I'm talking to everybody else. I'm not talking to him. But my vision statement would have already had to be clear in his heart. Jerome would have had decided before Grace called him, if I'm going to make some money, it's going to be with ATS. Do you get it? Give me a thumbs up. So he would already have that. You have to properly communicate that, Steve. Your company needs to be able to communicate 2 things every single time you open up your mouth. What you're doing and what it look like when you do it. Go ahead, Talisha.
This is sad to say. I've been with y'all a long time. For me, just now to realize that the mission statement is not the same as the vision statement. So now that's I'm right. In my head right now trying to figure out what's up. How can I create a vision statement? Because I, this whole time, thought it was the same.
Yeah, no doubt. They've got books dedicated on this. These books take 50 million pages to get the point across, too. And it's fair. It's fair. It is. I was in college when I realized it. It wasn't because of the college class. I was trying to figure it out, and it just dawned on me what it is. Mission statement is what you do. Vision statement is how you do it. But your customer needs both at the same time. Why? Because if I tell Tempest, this is what we're going to do, she now goes into her head and say, now how does this benefit me? You understand? Now watch this. Someone like me, I've already decided if I was going to buy from you or not. You know what my problem is now? You got to figure out, and you're not going to be able to do it because it's me. It's a me problem. I'm trying to figure out now my hesitation. This is, people always lose me with this because they try to get like overexcited or they try to force me into doing something. I'm not a no. I'm an intellectual. I'm trying to figure out, with everything else that I got going on, is what I'm about to say to you about to mess that up, and how can I not mess that up and do what you just asked me to do while doing the 50 things I'm already doing? That's what I'm trying to figure out in my head. Do you understand? I'm trying to, any intellectual is always trying to figure out, how does this work in the 75 moving pieces that I already have? And trust me, you want an intellectual on your team, because once we get there, we gonna blow that up. It's gonna take us a while though. It'll take us a while. But we don't like being forced to do nothing. You understand? But once we get there, head out the water. I'm just trying to figure out, how does this fit in the 67, 75 things that I'm doing? And if you don't know what you want for you, you most certainly can't tell me what you want for me in your stuff. You don't know what you want for you. So how you gonna tell me what you want for me for you? Right? You can't do that. So this is why I started off by saying, Rakeza is one point and one point only. Sharing our own wealth. So when you do, when I was drawing for you, and what Susan was explaining, and what Grace was explaining, when you do all this, past, something happened, look at me now, look at my life now, it needs to be through one lens and one thing only. Because since you know it's facts and the story is working, the only thing that you need to be doing, here's the past, something happened to me that made me change, here's what life is now, and it needs to be through one thing and one thing only when it comes to Rakeza, sharing our wealth. And if you don't have no wealth, you got to point to where the wealth is. I'll give you an example. Hey, Jerome, man, you know I've been, you know me, bro. I've been, this is my 12th company. You know it. You know how I do it. But you know why I do it, though? Because, man, I'm tired of my wife taking care of me, right? I just, you know, what's understood on the big explain, Jerome, but you know how I feel about that. You know how I feel about that, man. Ever since I got out the Marines, I just haven't been able to provide right. You know, it eats me up, man. Man to man, it eats me up. And I'm not going to lie to you, bro. We was on our way to divorce. As a matter of fact, we really did get divorced. And every night we got divorced. Every morning we woke up, we got back together. And then before breakfast, we was divorced again. Let me just tell you. And I fooled around and I ran across this company, Rakeza. And I didn't know what I was doing. I didn't know if it was my last shot. But things start happening. And I'm going to tell you what happened. Without even spending dime, because I didn't really trust that first. I was getting 50% commissions just by, you know, recommending people. And I didn't know how to explain everything, but they had, like, the system. The system that people would call on my behalf. So basically, it was like I worked for the company without working for the company, and they would call, and nobody took my commissions. It came from me. And just by accident, I wound up making enough money, you know, to take the wife out, and she smiled at me. And right then I knew I should probably take this a little more seriously. So I didn't tell nobody. I didn't tell nobody at all. I went in, went harder. And Jerome, now I'm happy to say that we are much happier. And it wasn't the money that did it. I think we're happier now because I'm happier now. I don't think she could have been happy with me because I wasn't happy with me. And every time she looked at me, she knew I wasn't happy. And I made her feel like she wasn't good enough. I wasn't trying to, but that's what I did. So, brother, I'm coming to you because this blessed my life. And I know what you're trying to do over there. And I want to do the same thing with you. I want to put you on the phone with somebody. Is that cool? All right. So y'all get the point, right? I totally made that story up. I've never been in the Marines. But do you understand how easy that was? Did I know what I was going to say? No. I just knew the three pieces. I used to suck. Something made me pop me on my head and put me at rock bottom. And now I still suck, but boy, I can deal with it. I'm still a loser, but I'm a loser that put a smile on the white face. I could deal with that one. I can deal with that one. So when you run on out there, run out there that way. Is that fair? But you need to be able to know that your company has to communicate that. Your company, so I'm putting this in your company now. So when you go do your programming, what is the mode or the purpose for your programming? Say I'm landing the plane. What's the mode and purpose of your programming? I don't know, but you know. And you don't even have to have it built. You just got to know what you feel. And, you know, that's our problem. Y'all waiting on details. Don't worry about the details. What you feel. You can change. You can wordsmith it 2 years from now. But you know what keeps you up at night. You know what you want people lining up at your funeral to say over your casket. All of you know that. Nobody listening to me does not want someone to say specific things about us when we're dead to the public. We all know what that is. It's just like 3 or 4 words. She was a family woman. She loved her kids. She'd give you the shirt off her back. Boy, she can show cook. He was a family man. Very few of you are going to say that you want people to say you was rich when you die. Very few. I only know 2 people that I've tested that did that. I'm one of them. But the only reason I want to be rich is because I want the admiration of making the world rich that grew up like me. I don't want the money. I want you to line over my casket and say, he helped 100,000 people who helped it. I want my funeral to be as long as Patti LaBelle, not Patti LaBelle, who was it?
Aretha Franklin.
Red Shoes. Aretha Franklin. I want my funeral as long as Aretha Franklin. I want you to get up in there. It's a 24-hour funeral. But honestly, you don't need to know what you're trying to do. You just need to know what you feel. And then you need to put what you feel in 2 to 4 words. Because if you don't know what you're trying to do, you ain't got no 10 words or less. You understand? That's the mission statement. You can't do that. You can't give me 10 words or less. But you can give me a 2 to 4 word slogan. And I'm going to tell you why. I did it this way. I actually got it from FUBU. Damon John. Back in 2010, I was watching Damon John talk. And this man said, Tiffany said she's going to leave the funeral. This man said, you need to come up with a 2 to 4 word slogan about your business so everyone else will catch on to your idea. And I blended that idea that I learned 10 years ago into what I'm telling you now. Because I realized something. It doesn't matter if I know what I'm doing. If you don't know what I'm doing, I can't make no money. If you don't know what I'm doing, I can't make no money. Forget if I know what I'm doing. If I don't say it to you in a cool hip-hop way or something, whatever that is, then you can't catch on to my idea. I can't tell you Intel inside, which means that no matter what this computer is, Intel is inside. I can't tell you, you got the right thing, baby. Uh-huh. So that's what come after that. It's the truth. I can't tell you it's the real thing. If I can't tell you it's the real thing, it's the real thing. Y'all, it's been happening for centuries. You got me? All right. So when you go out there and go get your 80 and 800 and whatever, because you're building it for you, you need to roll out and say, this is about sharing wealth. Now, for your own company, I don't know what that is. That's your 2 to 4 words. But I beg you, because it is on my heart so heavy, because y'all, one of y'all or 2 of y'all or 5 of y'all, I don't know who it is, but it is a collective You out of a collective or you super strong, but you won't let me relax. Somebody is frustrated. Nope, that's not the word. That's not it. Somebody, yo, the pain of you not knowing what you need to do next is so loud. You can't even pray. And you are keeping me up. I'm telling you. You are keeping me up. Let me bless you. You don't need to know what's next. You just need to know what you want to do. And put it into 2 to 4 words. And if you move forward, one of y'all called me. I was on the phone with one of y'all for an hour yesterday, don't matter who. And I had to tell them, move forward. If you just start moving, the universe will keep you moving. I promise to do it. Don't think so much. If you know what you want to do, not, it's two different things. I'm not saying what it looked like, all right? I'm not saying your mission statement. Y'all want everything to be laid out perfectly. No, you're still writing the story, right? You can't have it laid out perfectly. The story is still being written. If you know I want to go to school because I feel this way in my heart, whatever that is, put that into 2 to 4 words, and that's what you do now. And until the universe changes, that's what you do. I'm going to repeat it. Stop trying to be smart. Be moving. Antonio T. Smith Jr., you can't play better. You can't dominate. Thank you, everybody. Sure appreciate you. And we'll see you doing some great things later on. All right, everybody. Y'all have a good one. One of y'all gave me chills. Y'all stop it. All right, then. Y'all go ahead.
When the pandemic began, I had the biggest problem in the world. Not making money. The pandemic was actually quite a blessing for me, as it almost made me a billionaire. I came really close. So the pandemic was a blessing. It was hiring people. And get this, everybody. I had 48 job positions open during the pandemic. $22 an hour with paid training. And I could not find a single person for 2 years to fit any of those 48 job positions. Hear me well. 48 job positions, $22 an hour, paid training, and I couldn't find someone, not one person, for those job positions. Now, is it because I hire slowly? True, but it's because I wasn't using ZipRecruiter, and that's a fact. I wasn't getting to the right people for the right position to fit my right culture. And there are so many different things that you can do this summer. As a matter of fact, you can free up as much time as you want to. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter, you're probably not going to free up that time if you're attempting to hire people. So what is ZipRecruiter? What is probably the greatest job finder that's out there? And that's why you need ZipRecruiter. You need it so you can find the right candidates. Now, it's not that ZipRecruiter helps you find jobs. It's more accurately that ZipRecruiter takes your culture, takes your job, takes what you're looking for, and immediately matches them with the perfect candidate. And if they can't find a perfect candidate, they will skip over that person and then give you the perfect candidate for you. ZipRecruiter uses one of its most powerful tools, which is the technology itself, to match the right candidates up with your job. You can easily review their recommendations and easily review their recommended candidates and invite these candidates to apply for your top positions. Additionally, ZipRecruiter has a complete suite of tools that makes it easy for you to filter out review and rate candidates. 4 out of 5 employees have been used by 4 out of 5 employers on ZipRecruiter. It is a blessing. And no wonder ZipRecruiter is rated number 1 hiring site in the world based on G2 satisfaction ratings as of this year, January 1st. My friends, soak up everything I said. It's not an ad. This is a personal testimony of how I found the right people to sit in the right seat on the right bus. Without ZipRecruiter, it wouldn't have been possible. So how do you take advantage of what I'm talking about? Well, you go to ZipRecruiter.com/B2B. All spelled the regular way. That's Zip, Z-I-P, Recruiter, R-E-C-R-U-I-T-E-R, ZipRecruiter.com/B2B. And I promise you, you will be grateful that you did so. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/B2B. It's also in the show notes.